Daniel Levis here, and I'm really excited to have one of my students on the line with me here today. His name is James Fry, and James has been hanging around Planet Daniel for a little while now, and one of my absolute favorite parts about my job as an educator is to get emails telling me about some success or another. There's nothing nearly as exhilarating, especially when those success stories contain details, when they contain hard numbers, and especially when those stories reveal a surprising victory for someone who could have easily felt that victory was only for other people. Because those are the kinds of stories that motivate other students to step out of their comfort zone and to take action. And thinking back to our first interaction, James, when you joined up for one of my reactive coaching-enabled programs where I allowed you to email me personally, and I gave you some feedback and some guidance about what you were doing, if my memory serves me correctly, you didn't even have a product at that time. Isn't that right?
Yep, that's absolutely right. I was even really deciding whether I was going to create the product and go in that direction as far as, you know, putting myself out there. So, absolutely.
So, tell us a little bit about what it is you're doing now. What are you selling? How are you helping people?
Sure, absolutely. So, basically, my mission in life is to help people grow their own food. There's a lot of different reasons for that. And there's a lot of different people who want to do that. Personally, it's a question of independence, also there's a lot of issues with our food system, GMOs and things like that. It's also just satisfaction, and being self-reliant is a big thing. My main focus, however, has been a particular technique known as aquaponics, which is basically growing fish and plants together. I've been doing that for a long time, and ran into a lot of problems that I see other people having, and started solving those problems. And with applying unique ways that come from some of my other experience in growing food and natural systems and things like that. So I decided to put that together, and what I've created is known now as the Aquaponics Success Formula. I did my first launch of it, and it was massively successful, which I'm going to tell you all about.
Cool. Now, I remember when we first hooked up and you sent me your first emails were like, you know, I got a couple things that I could do. I think one of them was something to do with web marketing. You're a web developer or some kind of technical thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my day job, was doing web development, specifically around WordPress, and I still have those skills, and those came in kind of handy, but not even necessary. Our emails were me really doubting myself and really like, you know, is this really possible? Should I just go with something that's, you know, I've been making money with before, and I should go in that direction? And the reality was just like, I didn't want to do that. You know, my passion and my drive is my mission and helping people grow food. And I was like really stoked when you were like, you know, you gave me an example of someone else you worked with, and you were like, yeah, do it. And I was like, wow, I'm going to do it. And that set me forward. So I have to thank you again for just that alone was like putting me down this path, going the right direction. It was honestly life changing, to be quite honest. So, and overall, I know it's really interesting now, finally launching it and having success by applying the stuff that I learned from you. And it's like, you know, I guess you won't believe it until you see it. But I know everyone has like the doubts and the self-doubt, and you're like, you know, my thought was, oh, I'll be amazed if I get one sale. I'll be, you know, blown away if I sell one, or I'll sell zero and it'll be a total failure and I'll fall flat on my face. You know, all these really things looking back, just they're absolutely ridiculous to think now, looking at the success that I had in applying this. So crazy stuff.
so not only hard stuff, but also validation and encouragement.
Absolutely, yeah. The validation was key, and particularly in some of the things that I wrote, just hearing back from you that it was really good. And, you know, I guess I agreed after I looked at it, and, you know, you told me it was great, and I was like, okay, I guess it is great. So That was actually pretty key.
All right. So tell me about what kind of marketing experience you had prior to this.
You know, it's interesting. I did do stuff in the past related to like SEO and AdWords and things like that. And my marketing experience was basically only related to the technological side. And, you know, getting introduced to you, Daniel, and the things that you teach is like, that's not marketing. That's just tools. Marketing is what you talk about, which is selling to human nature and figuring out why people buy and how you can basically get them to help themselves by engaging with your products and services. So anyway, I basically, as far as what marketing actually is, I had zero experience. Never really sold anything to anyone other than my own some of my own services as doing web development or whatever. But other than that, yeah, I never really had to sell anything to anyone. I definitely had those fears that I'm sure most people, at least Americans, have, which is, oh, I don't want to sell. Selling is wrong or weird or whatever, icky, and definitely broke through that barrier. I think any business owner needs to. And also realizing that it's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing, actually. So, yeah, basically zero to hero is how I feel.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So tell me about the launch.
So the launch basically, at first I had put together three videos. You know, launches typically contain four videos, but to be quite honest, I struggled to figure out what I was going to put in the second video, and there just weren't enough. I just didn't really need four videos, and I felt like nobody needed four videos either. So anyway, I did three videos, and to be honest, it was sort of a mishmash of things. It was the first video was something I was going to launch for something else, and I had to repurpose it, and that was like months earlier. And then I threw together video two, which was actually pretty solid. It was pretty nice. It was only 6 minutes. It was good content. And then the end was a video sales letter. And really, I'll be honest, I made a lot of mistakes throughout that process, and I was like, that's why one reason I was doubting myself is because I actually didn't follow the advice that you had given me, and I don't know why. I was just like throwing things together, I guess. And I'll say, you know, obviously we'll get to this, but I will say that if it wasn't for the email follow-up campaign, the results would have been lackluster. You know, it made some sales without it, but yeah, it would have been lackluster without the email campaign. So, Yeah. And then there was basically 10 emails total. The first three were introducing the videos, and then there were seven that were following up and basically, you know, leading up to the close of the launch, to the, you know, closing of the cart. So that is the basic structure. Do you want to know more details about what sort of content was shared or...
Well, I guess what's interesting to me is that 10 emails. What was the offer? Like, what were you trying to get them to do?
Yeah, good question. So, basically, the offer was a $99 self-study course, which is my 8-step formula, which simplifies everything that you need to know to make this happen, as well as a whole lot of other advanced techniques and things like that. And this is basically information that I've been sharing with my students in one-on-one teaching settings, and then packaged into a nice little bundle you can access online with videos and PDFs and things like that. But yeah, it's $99. And basically, it allows you to grow food at home, whether it's indoors or out, with 92% less effort, 90% less water, grows food 2 to 3 times faster, and the food that's produced is nutrient dense, which is key. So it's extremely healthy, the stuff that you're producing. So yeah, that's the offer.
Cool. So that's a pretty low ticket offer.
Yep.
To send 10 emails about it is unusual, unconventional. Sounds like a lot of emails.
Yep.
But share some of the results that you were able to achieve by doing that, if that's okay.
Sure. I guess one thing I'll also add is that the precedent in my market for gardening info products is around $37 to $47. So at 99, I felt it was somewhat of a premium offer.
Oh.
And so there's that. I did offer a 3-pay option for 3 payments of $33, which turns out was rather popular. It was all about the emails. Basically, I would send out an email and the sales would come in every time there was an email. And one day I didn't get sales and I was like, why am I not getting sales? What's wrong? And I realized that I had scheduled the email for the following day. And so really it was completely tied to the number of emails that were being sent. I did get some unsubscribes and virtually no complaints, which was fantastic and surprising. But the results basically, as of now, with my current refunds, I was able to make $4.45 a name.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember you saying in the email Alchemy training I went through, you were saying that the campaign you were using as an example, was it $3.50 a name that... I realize I'm totally comparing.
No, I think it was $3 per name.
Yeah.
So $4.45 is just a fantastic result.
Yeah, and I was like, I say in emails, like, is this even possible? Is this even possible? I was pretty blown away. And you were right. You said that we checked in before the launch was over and I had a few more emails to go. And before that, I hadn't even hit $3 a name. And you're like, oh, you're going to, you'll surpass that by a good margin. And I was like, okay, we'll see. Sure enough. just proving to myself along the way that it works. So, yeah, I'm honestly sitting here in, like, kind of shock and awe still, and it's been a couple days since I closed it down, but still in shock and awe. and utterly satisfied. Lots of fantastic comments, and people are able to ask comments and ask questions and stuff in the products. It's somewhat interactive, as well as emails and lots of white mail from people just saying how stoked and excited they are and how much they appreciate my passion and enthusiasm, which is of course conveyed through the emails as well as the videos. So just overwhelmingly amazing.
I think there's a great lesson here, too, in that you took an unconventional strategy, like email alchemy, and you also sold at a premium price. And part of the thing about email alchemy is it's really good for selling at a premium price. And I think that premium price probably worked in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than 37, you're selling it at, almost three times.
Mm-hmm.
And as a general rule of thumb, if you have email alchemy dialed in, you can sell at a premium price, and that's one of the reasons that you're going to get, good dollars per name.
Mm-hmm.
But where did the list come from anyway? I mean, how big is the list?
I don't want to share specifics on overall size, but it was small. I'll just say it was incredibly small. Reason being, I had several joint venture partners who were mailing for me, and each of them sent about three invites, the ones who mailed. Some of them posted on Facebook, which, was incredibly ineffective. But, that's Facebook for you, I guess, unless you know how to use it. So it was from joint venture partners. The cool thing was that I did a little bit of... email alchemy light with the invites for those emails, and I really urged the partners to use those emails as a template, and for the most part they didn't stray too much from the structure that I had used in those invite emails. And the cool thing was that I looked at the numbers and I got about a 95% click-through rate from people who clicked through, or opt-in rate rather, from people who clicked in from the email. So really the selling for the opt-in was really done in the email, which was key, and of course is a key of email alchemy. So that was really awesome. I'm just really shocked that I was able to accomplish the result I did, which was a rather nice chunk of change for myself and my partners, because the list wasn't incredibly large. So
you basically...
Let's just say it's less than 10,000.
So less than 10,000, and what was the time frame from when they sent out those email alchemy emails. By the way, I have now given those a name, and I'm going to be providing templates in the new version of Email Alchemy. I call them a recruitment series.
Excellent.
So that's coming up for you guys. But
excellent.
So you did it very quickly. What was the time frame from when they sent out those initial emails?
Let's see, like from the initial emails to the end of the launch, or
yeah.
Roughly. It was basically just they sent the first one on the day that video one was available. They sent another one when video two came out, and they were all back to back. So it was actually not so true. It was each one was just a day apart, and they also sent. So they basically sent one on Wednesday, one on Friday, and then one on Monday. So I guess it's 2 days there over the weekend. But anyway, that's where everyone was opting in at the beginning there. And I will admit I did sort of fudge it on the some of the names at the very end were coming in, and they didn't end up getting all of the emails, which is unfortunate. But it worked out anyway. But and that's just me with a technical glitch, but it worked anyway. So a very short period of time in which they were, getting on a brand new list and being introduced to me, and then they were getting, which normally would be considered, unconventional, a high volume number of emails. Surprisingly. Zero complaints about the number of emails that were being sent. No one seemed to care, unless of course they unsubscribed, but no matter. And so that's that.
So are we talking a week, 2 weeks?
The overall launch was it was about a 10-day period.
At the beginning, before that 10-day period, you had like zero people on your list.
I had a small house list, but very small.
Very, very small.
Yeah.
So in a 10-day period, you built you generated $4.45 per name.
Yeah.
And you built you generated that $4.45 in 10 days, which is just phenomenal. So if you had a 10,000 person list, we're talking $44,500 in 10 days. It's just phenomenal. And actually, it's
people who didn't know me and up until 10 days prior or whatever, they didn't know me.
amazing. Yeah. So how did you feel when you saw those very first sale notifications coming in?
Oh man, the first one came in and I was like, my my family knows I have a little dance where I made a sale dance. I was very excited. And then I hit another special dance when I hit 100 sales. There was a special dance there. Very exciting. Gosh, I was just like the first one. And I think for any whether it's entrepreneur or internet marketer, first thing you get out there and the first sale you make is like, whoa, it worked. Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, it worked. and then it kept working. Gosh, it wasn't just one. It was, it started coming in. I'd wake up in the morning and there'd be like, I love that, that email notification you get from your, payment processing, merchant or whatever. And that's the one that has, shows you the dollar figure on each one. You're just like, oh man, amazing feeling. And then it's not just about the dollars either. It's just about the accomplishment. And like, I'm like, wow, this is someone who, trusts me and they want to go on this journey with me to, help change their life. And that's really what my product is all about and what the work I do is all about. So, just incredible. Yeah, honestly, just amazing.
I remember it myself. So now that you've seen for yourself that it's really possible to make money out of thin air with email alchemy, and you've already said that email alchemy was largely responsible for that success. Of course, there were other yes. Things that you did, but it was really what allowed you to get to that $4.45 per name. Yep. What's next, and what kind of changes do you envision for yourself in terms of how you spend your time and how you live your life?
Yeah, I'd say one of the things that was interesting was that when you compare the amount of time I invested in the videos, like creating videos and getting them edited, and just, you know, I put a lot of images and I put a lot of work into my videos, maybe too much. And to think that I spent a fraction of the time writing the emails, and writing the emails was fun. It was actually a lot of fun. It's just not necessarily, it's almost fill in the blank in the sense that, you know, I'm following your, the outline, the formula that you give for writing each one. And then there's a lot of helpful stuff I can use along the way to create them, but it was just a lot of fun creating them, and the time I took was just a fraction of what it took me to create the videos. And really looking back at it, I'm still looking at the data, but I'm like, how many people even bothered to watch the the videos, all of them, or the final video sales letter? It's like who even bothered? I wonder. And I'm looking at that in the data right now, and it's like I have a feeling people didn't even bother to watch the videos, and they just let the selling be done in the email, and that was it. So pretty amazing.
Cool.
Moving forward, I mean, gosh, it's like I can't imagine doing a campaign. I'm putting together my next launch right now, which is going to be targeted to a sub segment of my buyers, which I found, for reasons of, the pain is more, deep, I guess, for people in a certain region right now for this particular product. But, that's what I'm relaunching in that region. But, I can't imagine not doing the email series, and I've actually considered, like, I wonder if I just do a shortened video, just one, just shorten it up, or knock out video two and just go with video one, and then do my email series. I'll probably do just as good, if not better, because I'm going to go back and tweak it, but yeah.
Right on. Right, but what about you personally? Like, last time I think we talked, you were going to a day job every day. You still have your day job? What's up?
The day job from hell that I was at when I was talking with you, I got fired from the day that I was going to quit. so that was awesome. And, I was working part-time for doing similar work, and at the end I was like, you know what, I got a split, so I did that, and now I'm like, I just keep telling myself, I'm like, dude, you have the thing that makes, you know, $4.45 a name, don't piss it away, and I'm gonna roll this out again right away, and now I have a redeployable asset that I can use now to make money. And so I'm like, again, if I sound, if I stop and I'm like lost for words, because I seriously am like just reevaluating my life. I'm like, man, I can now do this, which is my passion, full time, and justify taking the time, and also like not have to worry either. It's like, 'cause I have the confidence now. I'm like, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not going to do a work today. You don't have to, you know, I'm someone who just would stay up till 2-3 in the morning every day working hard. And now I'm like, you know, screw that. You know, I have this this asset, and I have these skills. More importantly, I have this skill that I can keep using, keep redeploying and tweaking. And it's really about your mind and leveraging the power of your skills and your mind and the tools that you have instead of the number of hours that you work. So yeah, that's my new paradigm shift, is like living the life I'm passionate about and having the money to do it is what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. So a day job would just be like
a
stupid idea.
At this point, looking back, it's like the worst thing in the world. I think another thing is like, I should have just gotten something out there sooner. I think everyone probably says that. It's like, should have just gotten something out there sooner and shown myself like, yeah, this, you know, you got this. This works. And then I would have just saved myself a lot of time and hassle and pain. So
what would you say to anyone considering getting involved with email alchemy training?
Do it. Yeah. There's no, of course. And honestly, I've been following you for a while now. I've done, two of your trainings now. And, I've definitely looked to you when I need help. And, if I were to say, if there's anything that you can do, it's I mean, it's email alchemy. It totally, it literally did, you know, if I were to say, you know, if it was going to make or break my campaign, it totally made the campaign. There was no question about it. Yeah, no question about it, looking at the numbers and just the effect overall. So yeah, you gotta do it. And, you can view it as an investment with incredibly high return. So that's how I view it.
Cool. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, totally legit.
Keep up the awesome work. As you
Thank
say,
you.
It's not just about the money. The world needs you. The world needs what you're doing. And more people like you, the world needs more people like you to step up to their true potential. And that's really what email alchemy is all about. So thank you, James.